Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Paul makes very clear that those who are in Jesus Christ need to walk after the Holy Spirit and not after the flesh, and that there is no condemnation for those who walk after the Spirit. He showed that the human mind without the Holy Spirit only leads to human death, but that a person who lives their life reflecting the Holy Spirit has peace and life. And that peace and life all stems from righteousness. Let's read Romans 8, beginning with verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Having the Holy Spirit is a gift given to us at this time, and each of us was called not because of any status we have in society. With God, having political power does not matter, because when the kingdom of God is established on earth, Jesus Christ will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Having incredible wealth does not matter to God, because God already owns everything. To make it very easy for all to understand, God chose the foolish of the world, not the wise, mighty, and noble. Instead of choosing people valued by other people, God has chosen people that are easily marginalized by society. Easy to forget about, easy to exclude. He did not call these people to remain foolish. He didn't call these people to maintain their status within society. He called the foolish of the world to confound the things which are mighty, to display during our time a David and Goliath moment in each of us who are called. We are called to confound those things which are mighty. He has called the people who are the base things of society not to be stepped over for the rest of their lives, but to bring to nothing that which society values. We are called not only to confound the mighty, but to challenge the evil that is accepted and permeates society, so that no person can glory before God, because the glory belongs to God, and the only glory we can have is the glory that comes to us through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We who have been called are the foolish and base of this world. but we have not been called to remain that way. As we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, we become spiritually empowered to confound those things which are mighty and to upend the evil that is accepted and that permeates society. Knowing we are called as the foolish and base of society, and knowing we were called not to remain that way, but to confound the things that are mighty and upend evil that is accepted and permeates society, it is vital that we take a good look at ourselves to see where we are. Are we still close to being foolish and base, or are we closer to confounding that which is mighty and upending the evil that is accepted and that permeates society? Considering this question is always a vital consideration for us, especially as we are weeks away from the spring Holy Day season. Part of our approach is to examine ourselves to see where we are, knowing if we judge ourselves first and more stringently, and if we respond accordingly, it will be very hard for others to judge us. More importantly, if we examine ourselves and judge ourselves first and more stringently, if we are doing this led by the Holy Spirit, there will be little reason for God to judge us. Even if we are judged by God for some wrong we have done, it will be a much more tolerable punishment, more like a chastisement and not a condemnation as the rest of the world will experience. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We are to examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. We can believe and not be in the faith because even the demons believe and tremble. Faith is more than just a simple belief. And as we examine ourselves, we are proving whether we are of the faith or not as we spiritually journey to perfection. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. Our faith requires us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Hearing and taking no action is a passive activity. Nothing much results from hearing and taking no action. Being a hearer and not a doer of the word would be like having a small child coming up to you to ask you for help, and while you hear that small child, you do nothing. It's like in the face of a request, you simply ignore that request. That's hearing without doing. We are called to be doers of the word, and if we have any hope to confound that which is mighty, if we have any hope to upend evil that is accepted by and permeate society, We must not only hear the word, but we must also be doers of the word. James 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. As we strive to confound that which is mighty and upend evil that is accepted by and permeates society, we can't allow our ego to get the better of us. If we allow our ego to get the better of us, we are no different than this world. Instead of being like this world, we are to be different because, unlike this world, we have been given the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. We cannot allow ourselves to be self-deceived into thinking we are something that we are not. If we consider ourselves to be spiritual, then we should be able to work with a member of the family of faith who is caught up in a fault, while also working to prove who we are spiritually. Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. We need to consider that we are not yet immortal. Because we are not yet changed and still living as people, we need to remember that we could come up and fall short. If we spiritually think we are something, we need to remember that we are physically able to die. We will not be like those who were brought into the presence of God and then left, as what happened with the children of Israel when they left Egypt. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for an examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Living for what is spiritual and living for the kingdom of God to come, we cannot be focused on what is outward and physical. We should not look to size or signs of authority, as do people, or find reason to hold contemptible those who are doing the work of God. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 7. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters, for as letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but as bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also in deed when we are present. Everything that we do needs to be to bring glory to God and not to bring glory to ourselves. It is when we are focused on bringing glory to God that we can preach the gospel of the kingdom of God throughout the world as a witness. We do not bring glory to God or further the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God by commending ourselves just to make us look good in the eyes of others. It is when God commends us that we are approved by God. Verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some of them that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of the things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope. When your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Having started on our spiritual journey that ends with eternal life, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we have purposed our life to that which is spiritual. We cannot turn back from this commitment and return to a lifestyle of sin, because there will no longer be for us a sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews 10, verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Even though we live a spiritual life and seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we live within a physical body, a body that of and by itself contains nothing good. The physical body that we live within as we live a spiritual life gives us a constant struggle between that which is spiritual and that which is physical. When we fall short because of our physical body, we can be saved through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. We might think that as a member of the Church of God, sin is only a minor inconvenience. And yet, in the letters to the seven churches in Revelation, Jesus Christ shows faults and potential for faults with all the church errors. The church at Ephesus was told it left its first love, had fallen, and needed to repent. Revelation 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deed of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The church at Smyrna was told that it would suffer persecution, some even being put to death. Smyrna was warned not to let fear creep in, even if they knew something bad was going to happen. Verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The church at Pergamos was told they allow pagan practices to be blended with the true faith, and to repent, lest they find themselves on the wrong side of history. Verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath a sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied mine faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast here them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. The church in Thyatira was told they allowed an influential false prophetess to introduce false teachings to the brethren, and that false prophetess did not repent. Those in the church who held fast to the truth in the face of this deception would face no other burden. Verse 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity, and service and faith, and thy patience in thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The church at Sardis was told that they had a name, existed, but were dead. They had a need to shore up those things they did have and were not perfect before God. They lacked a progression towards spiritual maturity, and because of this lack of spiritual growth, only a few will be part of the kingdom of God. Revelation 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, and thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The church at Philadelphia was warned to hold on to what they have, that no other person take their crown. This is a church with incredible potential, even though it has a little strength. And because it is a faithful church, it will be spared from the great tribulation. Even with this promise to be spared from a time of global trouble, there is still the warning to hold fast to what they have and to let no man take their crown. Verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Behold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The church of the Laodiceans was told they believed they were spiritually something when they were spiritually blind and naked. And Jesus pleaded with them to buy eye salve so they could spiritually see themselves for who they truly were. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, in the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Each of the seven churches was shown their faults or potentials for faults, and each of us today has faults and potential for faults. It's up to each of us to examine ourselves so we can see ourselves spiritually for who we truly are. Paul told the Colossians that if they are spiritual, if they be risen with Christ, they should seek what is spiritual, not what is on this earth. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. They were told to eliminate every bad habit of people which leads to sin. Even though Paul led with the sexual sins, many other sins were listed as well. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Instead of seeking and doing what is physical on earth, we are to seek after and start living after the Spirit, so that we can confound that which is mighty and upend the evil that is accepted and that permeates our world. Everything that we do is to be done in the name of Jesus Christ, because without Jesus Christ, none of what we are doing spiritually would be possible. In addition to doing everything in the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks to God the Father. Verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Within our human relationships, we are to maintain our relationships, knowing while we might have a family or even a boss. We do all within these human relationships as if we are serving Jesus Christ. Verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Without Jesus Christ, there is nothing we could really do for ourselves. Without Jesus Christ, we would still be subject to the sacrifices of the Old Testament. Without Jesus Christ, we cannot stand. It is through Jesus Christ we can do all things, so we must focus our minds on that which is worthy of Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both heard and received and heard, and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Not only can we do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us, but we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving glory to Him now and forever. 2 Peter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of them in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. As we focus on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and as we are doers of the word and not hearers only, we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. And we, who were called as the foolish and base of the world, will have become those who confound that which is mighty and upend sin, which is accepted by and that permeates our society. Each of the seven churches of Revelation had its faults or potential for faults, and each of us can have similar faults. And we overcome those faults. Without Jesus Christ, we could not stand. So we do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father. Now is the appropriate time to examine ourselves to see if we are of the faith. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.